Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now we're seeing a bunch of hand-wringing by the anti-gun activists over the Second Amendment Sanctuary Movement, which they claim undermines the rule of law, which just makes me just double over in laughter coming from them. I haven't ever noticed any of them complain when anti-gun politicians pass local gun control ordinances in violation of state firearms preemption law. Here in South Carolina, we have state firearms preemption law. But that didn't stop the mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, Steve Benjamin. He signed two local gun ordinances into law in September despite South Carolina's firearm preemption law. First ordinance bans possession of a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school and another establishing a local red flag law. Now, here's the red flag law is interesting to me. Attorney General Alan Wilson has now fired off a letter to the mayor warning him about the violations of state law. He wrote, in an effort to uphold the rule of law and to ensure the protection of taxpayers, this office strongly urges that these ordinances be repealed. The ordinance has not only undermined state law, but undercut the Second Amendment. They are an open invitation to costly litigation for which the municipal taxpayers must pay. And he bolstered his letter to the mayor with a pair of opinions from his office. State Representative Jonathan Hill, a guy I know, a Republican from Townville, requested an attorney general's opinion on Columbia's extreme risk protection order law, while State Senator Ronnie Cromer, a Republican from Prosperity, and State Representative Bill Hickson, a Republican from North Augusta, asked for an opinion on the school zone ordinance. In both opinions, among other findings, the attorney general's office says state law takes precedent in terms of firearm regulation. With but a few exceptions, a city or county cannot interject itself into the regulation of firearms, he writes. Yet the city of Columbia has done so repeatedly. Not just the city of Columbia, it's just the city of Columbia right now in South Carolina, as far as I know. Anti-gun activists have launched a national campaign against firearms preemption laws from Pittsburgh to Seattle, and plenty of cities in between, and even rural states like Montana aren't immune to the efforts by gun control advocates to undo statewide firearms preemption law. And yet, these same activists claim that Second Amendment sanctuaries are somehow an affront to the rule of law, while their efforts are courageous steps to ensure common sense gun safety laws. Yeah. As the Post Courier notes, which is a newspaper around here, in its coverage of the South Carolina situation, Columbia's mayor has tried this before. He signed a local ordinance banning ghost guns earlier this year, even before he signed these latest restrictions. Benjamin has been bullish on gun issues in Columbia. Aside from the aforementioned ordinances, he also pushed through a ban on gun bump stocks, devices that can make a semi-automatic weapon perform like an automatic weapon in the city. And he helped usher in the use of Shot Spotter in Columbia. Technology notifies officers of the location of gunshots in near real time. Mayer said in a November Free Times piece about spot shotter or shot spotter, in America right now, we have 320 million people and 400 million guns. A lot of those guns are in the hands of people who don't deserve them and shouldn't have them lawfully. Every tool that we can possibly leverage to get our law enforcement officers what they need to keep our community safe, we need to do it. That's a misdemeanor, though, and trying to use a local misdemeanor to stop gang violence is like using a squirt gun on a five-alarm fire. If you go down the street from the State House, which is right there in the middle of Steve Benjamin country, go down the street and make a right-hand turn, you come to a very picturesque little cluster of shops and restaurants. And just it's an old part of Columbia, South Carolina, called Five Points. And it's down in a depression just below the University of South Carolina, and it's within 2 miles, you know, a two-mile drive of Gervais Street, which is a very old main drag going through Columbia, on which the State House, the state capitol, sits. And that's where the Bloods and the Crips hang out, in this guy's yard, in Steve Benjamin's yard. He could be out there drumming up support for the Justice Department's new Project Guardian, which will utilize federal prosecutors to target the most violent offenders in cities like Columbia, where he's got plenty of them, but instead he's fixated on targeting law-abiding gun owners. It will likely take a court challenge to get Benjamin's laws off the books, and that may prove to be difficult, since it appears none of the local ordinances have been enforced to this point, which makes the mayor's self-promoting statements about doing anything for public safety, that's just a bunch of... He's just exhaling a bunch of air that sounds like words. He's trying to undo firearms preemption law by passing these local ordinances, not hoping to protect the public. And as long as the gun control advocates continue with this strategy, they have no room to criticize counties that pass their own local resolutions and ordinances in defense of the Second Amendment and in defiance of state legislators. How is he going to... He's only in charge of one law enforcement agency. So, only in the city limits of Columbia, South Carolina, will he be able to push these red flag orders. And I hate to tell you this, Mayor, but that's going to be a racist proposition that you're going to undertake, which is funny because Steve Benjamin is a black American. But he's going to get out there, and most of the city limits of Columbia, a lot of that is James Clyburn country, which is the black section of town. So is he going to go out there and push that racist view out there? Is that what you're going to do, Mayor? So, these guys are just so, so full of themselves. Sometimes it just... I could get Jonathan, I think, on the show, and I think I could get the Attorney General on the show, and we'll see what we could... See if we can't put that together for next week. I've got some stuff planned for next week if I can push it all through, so next week should be quite lively. But it just gets more and more outrageous with each passing day. Columbia, you know, the college students that go hang out at Five Points, they hang out there for the bars. And at night, the Blood and the Crips come out. And they have plenty of gunfights in Five Points. Now, the Sheriff's Department, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, does a very, very, very good job. The police department of the city of Columbia, though, is so politicized. I don't know how many police chiefs they've had, but there was a period of 5 years where they had five different chiefs. That's what happens when you politicize law. They've been looking for somebody to push their version of law. Every time they hire some, they've hired some very good law enforcement leaders that have just, you know. And now you can't, probably, the sheriff down in Richland County is Leon Lett, and up here in Spartanburg you have Chuck Wright. They're probably the two biggest well-known law enforcement officers in the state, and they're pretty pretty conservative, thankfully. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Anybody who spent time on a city bus knows that bus drivers probably have some very wild stories. And fights aren't completely uncommon, for example, and those are one of the more tame examples I can imagine, but then again, I have a very vivid imagination. But in Florida, a bus driver there has a harrowing story, one that prompted him to reach out and ask for the city to allow him and his fellow drivers to be armed while on the job. Hillsboro bus driver Schneider Profit calls the rider who saved his life his guardian angel, but he also told the transit agency's board of directors Monday that he could have protected himself if he and other drivers were allowed to carry guns on board while working. Profit is the second Hillsboro Area Regional Transit Authority bus driver attacked this year. Thomas Dunn was killed in May when a rider slit his throat. Then last month, a rider attacked Profate with mace and a box cutter following a fare dispute. He was hospitalized and required surgery for his wounds. The attacks have prompted the agency to install safety shields around the drivers, bringing in counselors, and host a safety summit. But Profate said he would feel safer if he were allowed to carry a gun. Said the shields that we have on the bus, it's better than nothing. We have to allow the driver to legally, those who are qualified with licenses, to protect themselves and protect the community. Profate is a Army veteran. He noted that he was in more danger driving a bus in Florida than when he was in a war zone. Because when he was in a war zone, he was properly equipped for dangerous situations when he was in a hostile area. The shields that they use are typically sort of a plexiglass, sort of bullet-resistant type stuff. So it looks like they're in a plexiglass box, I guess. And they don't protect anybody else on the bus. They protect the driver, but they don't protect anybody else on the bus. Now, let me explain to you what that means. In China, for example, where they have a lot of knife attacks. It's not uncommon to have an attack where 19 or 20 people are killed on a bus by somebody wielding a knife. And in this particular case, what would happen is the bus driver would be able to sit there and be safe while he watched all that happen. Now, how many of you would like to see some people get carved up and just sit there going, I can't run because they'll carve me up, but I got to stay here and watch because this is all I got? How much would you like that? They don't give drivers any option beyond sitting and watching this horrific action unfold. And allowing those who are licensed and want to carry to do so would change that. It would also likely put an end to people trying junk like this on city buses, too, at least after the first few criminals are shot and killed by a pistol-toting driver. Isn't that awful of me to say? But, I mean, that's the truth when you think about it. If it becomes known that you shouldn't do this on a bus, and if you do, an occupational safety hazard you're going to face is getting perforated by an armed bus driver, why would you do that? Why would you go there? There's plenty of other places where plenty of other victims are waiting for you. And, a lot of people take the bus. A lot of people take the bus. They range from businessmen who want to do some work during their morning commute to those who have absolutely no other choice but to travel by bus. In all across the world, mass transit is much bigger than it is here in the United States. And that's primarily because most of the European countries are more set up and more adapted for mass transit than we are here, where most people, a lot of people live in the suburbs. In the bigger cities, they may live 2 hours away. So there's going to be some car travel. There may be some train travel. Very few people take the bus like that compared to overseas, but lots of people do. Lots of people do. And lots of people who do get on the bus get on there with some profound mental illnesses. And And most of those are disturbing, but generally harmless. But some are anything but harmless. I mean, just go look on YouTube and just search Fight on a Bus and watch and see what you get. Pro Fate is only here because someone who wasn't harmless was stopped by a law-abiding citizen with a gun. A passenger on the bus had a gun. This is in Florida, right? So, what would we be talking about if that man hadn't been there? Would this combat veteran have been killed driving a bus? I understand where Pro Fate is coming from. He has a right to defend his life in the face of a deadly threat. And a safety shield just isn't enough. And in my opinion, drivers have the right to demand more when it comes to their safety. They have a right to be armed. And if they're not going to let them be armed, then put an armed person on there with them. One of the reasons I did not get kicked off for being an Uber driver. I just got tired of doing it because Uber is, there's something interesting because it doesn't really matter how good you are at it. You can be ruined by the people you give rides to. One night, and you're not supposed to carry a gun when you're driving a car for Uber, except the car I was driving for Uber was my car. And the insurance that was being spent on that was my money. And, it was my time as well as Uber's time. And Uber, I was weighing the options. And I said, well, you know what, I'm just going to carry a gun. So I did. And one night, some guys tried to hem me in and get my car, which my car was a 2015 Ford Escape. It was very nice, black little, smaller SUV. And I managed to get turned off from the line they had me on, and they came around to try to chase me down, but I was there waiting for them. And when they saw me there waiting for them with the weapon out, then they turned around and went the other way. So, I don't do it anymore because it was more of a hassle than anything else. I was doing this at the time, so I was just looking for something to get out of the house after I had open heart surgery. But that's all beside the point. That bus driver deserves to be able to defend his life if he needs to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first impeachment hearings of the House Judiciary Committee are taking place on Wednesday. George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley reminds us of one thing.
Court issues an order, and unless they stay that order by a higher court, you have obstruction. I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You are doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing.
Former President Jimmy Carter is out of the hospital. The Carter Center says the 95-year-old is resting and recovering at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was admitted to the hospital over the weekend for treatment of a urinary tract infection. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Of course, the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Was that better? Did that level sound more gooder? Outstanding. I love it when being a professional works out. The NSSF, they've been doing a little work here lately and just doing a little counting. And we get this little missive from them talking about firearm production. Some very nice, fascinating data points to demonstrate that Americans aren't interested in giving up their right to keep and bear arms anytime soon. Now, they report... And I have no idea. Well, I actually have some idea, but it doesn't really. I don't think it takes into account everything. But according to the NSSF now, there's 420 million guns in the hands of American gun owners. And nearly 18 million of them are the modern sporting rifle or the PD personal defense weapon or, you know, the semi-automatic box magazine that feeds the semi-automatic action rifle type thingies. That's a full 3 million more guns than Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke talked about confiscating, and the numbers are only going to grow. In fact, the NSSF says that in 2017, more than half of all rifles manufactured in the United States were rifles of this type. And while we don't have the numbers for 2018 and in the current year, the trends in the industry would indicate that, if anything, the percentage of semi-automatic rifles has grown since 2017. As a matter of fact, there were so many guns being bought that the market cratered there for a while. In 2017, 2.8 million rifles were produced by gun manufacturers in the United States, and about 1.5 million of them were AR types, you know, semi-automatic types. That's in addition to the approximately 4.4 million pistols and revolvers manufactured that same year. So that's 7.2 million guns built in 1 year, in 2017. Firearms industry also produced 8 billion rounds of ammunition. Now, Elizabeth Warren likes to go after the ammunition, and she wants to jack up the taxes on our ammunition by 50% and must be salivating at the thought of the billions of dollars in revenue she could extract from the wallets and purses of gun owners if only we elect her. Now, she doesn't care that her increased taxes are going to hit the lower-income Americans the hardest, making it impossible for some to purchase the ammunition they need to train with, much less for self-defense. In fact, she's fine with that, because her goal is to reduce the gun-related violence by 80%, and in order to do that, she's planning on dramatically reducing the number of legal gun owners through high tax rates, gun licensing laws, gun bans, and more. Meanwhile, in the real world, violent crime is declining, even as gun sales are near record highs. More guns don't equate to more crime, no matter how much Warren and the other anti-gun activists believe that to be the case. And don't kid yourself, they don't actually believe that. The leftists understand the utility of firearms. They get it. They just don't like you having it. Okay? It's not that they're against guns, they're against you having guns. So, FBI crime stats tell a different story from the one they tell. And they're the ones that are actually out there gathering the data. They're just out there. Have you ever noticed if you listen to one gun grabber, you've heard them all?
Yeah.
Now, once again, though, for whatever reason, we get this 100 million people that are gun owners. It's got to be higher than that. It has got to be higher than that. Anyway, Warren and her fellow Democrats running for president have gun ownership and the firearms industry in their sights, but it seems like they're driving many Americans to keep, bear, and buy guns instead of backing their gun control agenda. Oh, well. That happens. Coming from ABC. Last month, ABC dubiously reported the use of an automatic rifle in a Philadelphia crime. And in that case, the police may have made that original claim. And but then, we had another instance. A 19-year-old Indiana woman, described by her pastor as a bubbly young lady who had a bright future, was fatally shot when a 22-year-old friend riding in the back seat of her car accidentally discharged an AR-15-style assault rifle, according to police. Many people play with their AR-15s in the car. I'm not one of them. Mainstream news reporting of assault rifles and the like always bothers me. And it's not so much that it's a minor point. They're doing that on purpose. It's the people that listen to them that bother them. You know, the ones that the minor point is the people listening to them. It's caused more people to support gun control proposals because they are scared. I know people that have been tricked into the assault weapon thing. When you explain to them what that means, right, they begin to, you can see the light coming on in their eyes, but I don't know. Now, there's some documentation that I don't really have time to go into from the Marion Police Department in Indiana. And they talk about this accident where this young person has been killed. The shooter, Austin Mark Smith, age 22, has been preliminary charged with criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon, level 6 felony, and reckless homicide, level 5 felony. While they were there, they as they're riding up, what they found, they wrote, during the investigation, it was discovered that one round from an AR-15 style rifle had been discharged from inside the vehicle prior to the crash striking the driver. The shooting of the driver caused a minor accident with another vehicle. Now, notice that in that preliminary report, nowhere does the word assault appear. But then we find this update. The autopsy findings reveal that victim Annalisa McMillan was struck by a single gunshot in the area of her back. Austin Smith, who was in possession of the assault-style rifle, was seated at the driver's side passenger seat at the time. Rifle, .223 caliber, discharged. Projectile entered and exited the driver's seat and struck Annalisa in her back. The cause of death is ruled gunshot wound to the back, and the manner of death is ruled a homicide. So it goes from the police report to the this also coming from the Marion Police Department media release, which I don't know who authored this one. It came from the Chief Angela Haley. Now, calling it an assault-style rifle is a far cry from calling it an assault rifle, but, you know, ABC, when they got a hold of it, then they started calling it an assault rifle, because we got to always push the narrative. You know this, don't you?
Yeah.
You know it. Got to always push the narrative. So, bear that in mind, and don't worry about them calling them assault weapons or anything else. An assault weapon can be a really stale piece of French bread if you know how to wield it effectively. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Those are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. New York's uniquely onerous restriction on transporting guns was so hard to justify that they just quit trying. And instead, they rewrote the rules after the Supreme Court agreed to consider a constitutional challenge to them, and now they are arguing that the case is moot. Now, despite the obvious vulnerability of the New York regulation, the city successfully defended them for 5 years, obtaining favorable rulings from a federal judge and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. And that track record highlights a glaring problem the Supreme Court could address if it rejects the city's mootness claim. More than a decade after the justices recognized that the Second Amendment imposes limits on gun control, lower courts routinely treat the right to keep and bear arms as a minor hindrance that can be overcome by the slightest excuse. Now, under New York's rules that have now been rescinded, when they were in place, licensed pistol and revolver owners were not allowed to leave home with their handguns, even if they were unloaded and stored in a locked container separate from the ammunition, unless they were traveling to or from one of seven gun ranges in the city. The New Yorker wanted to practice at a range, participate in a competition, or defend himself at a second home outside the five boroughs. The only legal option was to buy or rent additional handguns. Now, the justification for this seemingly arbitrary restriction was always hard to fathom. As Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, no one's idea of a Second Amendment fanatic, noted during oral arguments on Monday, she asked, what public safety or any other reasonable end is served by saying you have to have two guns instead of one, she wondered, and one of those guns has to be maintained in a place that is often unoccupied and is therefore more vulnerable to theft. I mean, when you got Ruth Bader Ginsburg asking these kinds of questions, this is bad. Richard Deering, the attorney representing New York City, was stumped. He said, petitioners have identified a difficult application of our former rule that wasn't really contemplated when the rule was adopted, he said. Then, that was when Judge Samuel Alito asked Deering if New Yorkers are less safe now that the city's loosened their restrictions. He said, no, I don't think so, Deering replied. We made a judgment expressed by our police commissioner that it was consistent with public safety to repeal the prior rule. So in that case, in this moment, Alito wondered out loud, what possible justification could there have been for the old rule, which you have abandoned? Deering again had no good answer except to say that it was a bit easier for police to verify that a gun owner was on his way to or from a range on Staten Island as opposed to a range in Yonkers or New Jersey. Now, restrictions on fundamental rights usually pass muster only if they are narrowly tailored to further a compelling government interest. And in this case, preventing gun violence. But, as the gun owners who challenge New York's rules note, the only evidence the city has ever mustered to support the tailoring of its possible of its policy, is an affidavit from a former commander of the state licensing division hypothesizing, with no evidentiary support whatsoever, that the mere presence of a handgun, even unloaded, secured in a pistol case, separate from its ammunition and stored in the trunk of the car, might pose a public safety risk in road rage or other stressful situations. Hang on a minute there. I'm going to go back here. I've got to go to three different locations on my car. I'm going to be loading my gun up. You're done. This implausible scenario was enough to persuade the Second Circuit. And in the appeals court's view, the city's assertion that the transport ban was necessary to protect public safety, which is a claim they've now disavowed, that outweighed the plaintiff's trivial interest in using their guns for self-defense outside the city or in honing skills required for the constitutionally protected purpose. This, I mean, it's a very, their whole attitude is very casual. And here you have this casual disregard for the right to keep and bear arms, and it's inconsistent with what the Supreme Court has said about the Second Amendment. And when the Supreme Court speaks, like when they spoke for Roe versus Wade, which I keep coming back to this because everybody's out there and they think there's a right to kill babies. So that's the law, but because it's the law of the land. And, you know, this inconsistency and the fact that these lower courts upheld it or gave in to it, this is why I would like to see the justices take this case up. But this is also why the city is so desperate to prevent the justices from considering an argument that was good enough until now. Now, in Virginia Beach, as the local governments continue to propose or enact Second Amendment sanctuaries, there's a question out there that a lot of people ask, and what is a Second Amendment sanctuary? So Virginia-based attorney Timothy Anderson went to Facebook, okay, to explain what it is through video. He said, sanctuary zones are going to say, fine, we're not going to use our resources, but that doesn't mean the state can't do it. It just means the local sheriff's office and local police departments won't use those resources to prosecute those cases. So Second Amendment sanctuaries right now in Virginia are a response to the proposed gun laws filed by the 2020 General Assembly. 45 people signed up to voice their concerns during a Tuesday night meeting, and the majority spoke in support of making Gloucester County a sanctuary. And most people were gun owners and emphasized their frustration with potentially having their Second Amendment rights taken away. One man said if the Commonwealth passes certain laws restricting gun control, he will leave the state of Virginia. Another person at the podium said communities like Gloucester are safe because citizens are able to protect themselves from those who have no regard for the law. Board member Philip Bazzani added, the governor can write a law to take our guns away, but this county will stand up to the governor by this resolution and say we will not abide by that law. Others in attendance were completely against the idea. One woman spoke about the importance of the law and the danger that could come if localities start disregarding it. She said, the rule of law matters, and this idea of trying to separate from the state, I think, is ill-advised. Another resident says she doesn't want to fear for her own safety or her children's safety any longer. She said it's not against guns, but against the lack of control over them. Those who spoke against the sanctuary looked ahead to new laws coming to fruition in 2020 by the General Assembly. Listen, the precedent for these Second Amendment sanctuaries was set up by the left. Period. With immigration sanctuary cities. And these people are saying we're not going to abide by state law. States and cities regularly do not abide by federal law. And there is a supremacy clause in the Constitution about federal law. So while what we have here now is a case of two wrongs, However, this is also a case of the precedent being set by the left, and now certain people on the right are just going to play by those rules. Okay, you want to play this stupid game? I'll play it with you. I'll be the one that says, okay, you can have an immigration sanctuary city. I'm going to have a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Don't tell me that this is all preempted. Don't tell me any of this stuff. Don't tell me about nullification. Don't tell me any of that stuff. You guys started this. I'm just playing by your rules now. Are you enjoying that? But that's just as it is now. And we will see what we see. We'll see how it comes out. Coming up next, he was actually supposed to join us on Monday, but he was sick. And, we didn't have any Dean Weingarten last week because of the short week. So let's go ahead and start building back up that tolerance for some of the stuff that he writes about and looks at and examines and breaks down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.